Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can you hear me?
Good morning, Bradley.
Good morning.
We have to talk.
About what?
So last night, I got a chance to look back at the footage from last week's episode, and I saw what you did.
What do you mean?
You sound really confused. You know what you did.
I...
End scene. Thank you. That was
God.
Me monologuing.
Emmys, streamies, Webbies.
Instant influencers. Episode 3.
You all look really confused. You know what you did. I honestly feel like you all owe me an apology. And scene.
Which we will talk about later. Did you really not know what I was quoting at first?
At first, I certainly did not.
You're like, oh. At it again.
Wow. Well, good afternoon.
Yeah.
As soon as you said morning, I was like, what's happening?
What? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about being stuck inside, justice for glory, and
Legends Only.
I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
Welcome back, everyone.
We just nailed our first quarantine intro.
Yeah, we did.
Stuck to landing, just like Gabby.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Daytona would have been like last week.
Don't remind
we
me.
We can't talk about it.
We had the pyramid down and everything.
We got justice for glory, which will be disgusting, but now...
We'll certainly be disgusting that pyramid.
We need justice for Lexi next year. Well, another week. How's it going?
Well, it's certainly been a active week. Right. A lot of things have happened. I'm tired.
I'm exhausted. It's snowing outside right now.
Right. That's like, right. It is May and it is snowing in the Northeast. You know what? That's sort of just God's like, here's some more. Here's something else to deal with.
At this point, we're going to have to do an episode that's dedicated to every twist and turn of 2020.
We have to. I mean, it's just every day is another surprise. I don't know. I'm exhausted.
And once we get to Gemini season, ooh.
Yeah, your time to shine.
It's going to be over. Yeah.
Quarantine. Quarantine Aguilera.
Well... You know, it's fine. I'm just kind of like trying not to think about everything.
Oh, that's easy to do.
No, it's not.
No, it's not at all.
Because like my birthday's in 2 weeks and it's canceled. It's over. Everything's ruined. I was ready to have my like big moment. you know, my 1 year of like my weight loss journey is coming up. And I'm just like, you know what? We're not going to think about this. Right. It's just, what's it called when like the bears go in the trees and like sleep for like 8 years?
That would be hibernation.
That. yeah. Do they sleep in the tree? That they sleep in trees, right?
Yeah. They just like, yeah.
Whatever, wherever it is that they go and they sleep. That's what I'm doing right now, except I can't sleep. But that's kind of where I'm at now.
Okay, so you're hibernating?
I'm pretending like it's that.
Okay, good. That's positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just life at home. It's very cool and interesting. So I'm looking forward to once again...
Locals.
That's what we'll say about that. I'm pretty looking forward to living on my own again. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Apparently there's not room for everyone. Let's just say that.
In fact, it is a limited space.
Wait, speaking of that quote, which comes from Gia Gunn.
Right.
Did we ever talk about Gia Gunn talking to Charlie XCX?
No, we didn't. And that was last week. Yes.
Okay. That shit was so funny.
That is hilarious. If anyone hasn't seen it, it did go micro-viral.
Yeah, so Gia Gunn was interviewing or chatting with Charlie XCX, and she was like...
Yeah, they had a Zoom.
What song of yours should I do, Charlie? What song is that? Oh, my God. It killed me. I'll look
Charlie,
it up.
Oh, my God. Charlie recommends that she does Vroom Vroom, I believe.
I'll have to do one of your songs next. Charlie.
Yes, I would be honored. Gia, thank you so much.
If there was one song that you would want to see me perform of yours, what would it be?
I think it has to be Vroom Vroom. Everybody would go insane.
Oh my God. What is it called?
Vroom Vroom.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Yeah, people will go crazy if you did that song for real.
I'm going to look it up. Well, congratulations.
People know that song generally from her.
Let's ride.
And Gia is like, oh, we'll have to look it up.
Basically me every time you talk about Saturdays.
Yeah, anything really. Any of my music tastes.
What was that, Bradley?
Oh, that sounds really good.
Oh, I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, so.
That happened. But, that happened. You know, there's a lot to discuss this week.
Yeah, we should dive in.
But before we dive in, we want to give a shout out to our Patreon Legends Only fans over on patreon.com/legendsonly. Thank you for all of your support. We have lowered the bonus content to everyone in the $2 tier or higher. So there's a couple bonus episodes there. And, you know, we will eventually restore back to where we want it to be at some point.
So thank you, everybody, so much for your continued support of the podcast. It means a lot. And we really appreciate the very kind messages that you've been sending. It encourages us to keep going in life and with the podcast.
Right.
Yes.
I was thinking about it earlier because I was like kind of not really feeling like last week and like the week before. I was kind of like, am I like vibing? Is it like off? Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of why. And it's like, I love doing the podcast. I love the branding, like all the stuff, like, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But then I was like, this is so depressing because before it was like, you would come over, we'd record, and then we'd go out.
Yeah. No, there's like a crucial element missing.
I know.
Which is like, we usually get to like turn up after the recording. And by that, I mean wander sadly to the Ritz or to Vodka Soda, stare at people, and go. But it was still like something to do.
It was the best.
It was.
And I was like getting depressed because I was like getting ready to record. I'm like, ugh.
It's not the same.
Right. And then but once I figured that out, I was like, okay, we can like, it's all good.
Yeah, that is why. It was an outlet for the week to go out.
This is for the girls. This one. This one's for the
restricted
oh,
content.
Shit, sorry, I'm not allowed to say that anymore.
We don't
it's problematic.
The whoever made that phrase happen.
Right,
like anyway,
what's the disclaimer that we can say?
Yeah, we should.
Views reflected means... by the woman who says this one's for the girls does not reflect upon these girls.
Yes. Good
there
one.
We go. I'll stop saying it. Sorry.
Speaking of girls, there is a certain holiday.
Yes. In addition to thanking our Patreon Legends Only fans, we would also like to give a shout out to mothers.
Thank you, mothers. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Yes.
You know,
whether it's a real mother, a drag mother.
Yes. Virtual mother on Zoom.
Brittany.
I was really going to say, we stan a mother.
Mm-hmm. Especially now. We don't need to get into it, but it's tough for a lot of people right now that can't travel.
It's going to be a bittersweet Mother's Day for a lot of people.
Yeah. It's just a lot, but
it is. So we hope that you can find a way to make the day happy for you. And hopefully we can entertain you with the content that we are about to provide in talking about everything that has happened the past week.
Which has been a lot, shockingly.
It has.
So, without further ado, shall we get started with our new segment that
has proven more necessary than ever.
I mean, the twist already with Brittany having this redemption moment, this redemption arc that continued into this week. Let's get started with our 24/7 quarantine knee watch.
So our world is going through such hard times right now.
Coronavirus.
And we're all staying in.
Coronavirus.
And we're all staying in.
I burnt my gym down.
So
coronavirus.
And we're all staying in.
One thing led to another and I burned it down.
Stream and or purchase Glory so that we can get it on the Billboard Hot 200. Okay. Before we get to the biggest news of Brittany this week, there was already so much more to discuss. Yeah, there was already enough to discuss before the shocking news that happened like 2 days ago. So Brittany has been very active and pretty much confirmed that she's on TikTok by posting a video lip syncing to Baby Got Back with Sam.
Yeah, you know, you have for weeks been saying that your theory is that she creates the content on TikTok and then puts it on Instagram. And I believe we've now confirmed this theory.
Yes, I do believe this is confirmed because the post on TikTok has the Sir Mix-a-Lot audio on it.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, that's where she made it.
That's how she puts the music on the videos.
Mm-hmm. Confirmed, so, basically. Allegedly.
You know, thank you probably to Jaden for showing Brittany how to use TikTok.
Right.
And before he was grounded for going live. we got a fun little Baby Got Back TikTok. Now, I have a feeling that she's probably going to continue to do these TikTok memes more. Like, this feels like the beginning. She's realizing that she can lip sync to various, like, clips of things.
Well, she's used to that. Sorry, that was so...
What I was going to say is that she's going to...
Act the fool, girl. I'm here.
Act the fool.
Act the fool.
Wow. What I was going to say is that she's going to do movie and TV dialogue next, probably. Or maybe her own songs. I don't know.
Pretty much, I would let Gemma know that... Honestly, we need to just tweet her ridiculous like memes that she could lip sync.
I would love that.
What else could she do?
I bet like she would love like a Sex and the City monologue or Pretty Woman or probably the Barbie movies that she loves very much. She has expressed several times that she does love a Barbie movie. I think we'll get some monologues from her.
TikTok me. Like
she's alive and well.
She is there.
Now, we also got some content on Instagram. We did get she likes to be ahead of her time. So just before Mother's Day, she posted a photo with mom, Miss Lynn.
Dropped an F-bomb.
She did drop an F-bomb.
Queen. I mean, we already know that she loves dropping an F-bomb. Like,
swearing like a sailor knee.
Are you guys ready to break the motherfucking ice?
Yes, in honor of her birthday, Lynn's birthday, she said, I don't care. I will say it. I fucking love you. And I won't say the F word anymore.
Yes, she will.
I have a feeling.
It's on her mugs. Motherfucking tea time.
It's motherfucking tea time.
Fucking assholes. I feel like that was the best one.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Oh, wait, no. My pussy is hanging out of my fucking, and then it cuts off.
Yeah.
That might be the best one, actually.
That might be. For sure.
Iconic.
No stranger to the F word. Queen of the F words. Anyway.
freak show.
Yeah, freak show. Now, also, it was revealed, and we kind of knew it because of content from Miss Jamie Lynn, that at some point in this quarantine, she hopped on a jet, went over to Louisiana for 2 weeks.
Which has me worried, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's like, that's...
Maybe she flew private.
Cool. Probably.
Which normally she does not do because she is a humble legend.
Right.
But...
in certain circumstances, she'll just hop on her Japanese candy commercial airplane and fly over to Louisiana and visit the... Is it just nieces or nieces and nephews?
I don't know. I don't even know.
There's babies involved.
Bobies.
little Bobies.
Yep.
So she and Jamie Lynn sang My Baby. And
hop down south where my niece is at. Sorry, you were saying?
No, it was just, you know, she had a little sisterly moment during the quarantine, which is lovely.
And is she back with Sam now, do we think?
Yeah, it's really hard to tell the timeline, but it sounds like... First she said she's missing him, so we didn't think so, but then there was some biking, but that might be a throwback photo video. So I'm going to guess they've reunited.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Baby Got Back seems like a throwback.
It seems like he went to visit someone and then she went to Louisiana.
Maybe.
And then they both came back to California.
Yeah. Well, I hope for her sake that they are reunited because she is missing him.
Okay. Bitch, me too. Like,
what else? Oh, and in music news, because everything comes back to Britney, Miss Peep, Miss Dua Lipa, did an interview about future nostalgia, and she revealed that Kiss and Make Up from album one, Deluxe Edition, was originally offered to Miley, Demi, and Britney, which is very interesting to think about. But ultimately, they all turned it down because they thought the lyrics were too young, which is interesting. I mean, I love Kiss and Make Up, but it would be interesting to hear Britney's version.
It could have easily fit with Glory.
Definitely.
It sounds like that vibe. Better.
Totally. So
someone make a mashup.
Always interesting to hear what could have been and what could have been on Glory. Kiss and Make Up was a candidate. Well, they turned it down.
Bonus episode idea, which bonus episode. At this point,
yeah,
I feel there's like an song. Asshole for even teasing another bonus episode because our whole schedule has been destroyed by coronavirus.
Right.
A bonus episode of all of the Britney B-side rejects, which there's a lot of.
Yes.
As we've discovered throughout recent times.
We certainly have.
You know what's so fucking crazy? And this is completely, I'm derailing the conversation, but it's fine.
What?
Can you believe that we are living in a global pandemic and at the same time, we had an interview with Heidi Montag, got her to spill so much tea about her music and Britney.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan is back with new music. And what we're about to discuss next, Justice for Glory, happened. Like, I just can't wrap my brain around all of it.
Every day is truly absurd. Madonna, Mariah, Janet soaring up the charts, and now Britney. Nothing makes sense.
Did you see Kelly Clarkson, My December, just entered in to like the top 20?
What?
Yeah. And it's not from me.
I mean, it probably is.
Well, maybe.
We did discuss it.
We did.
Well,
Everything is just weird.
It is weird. And perhaps the weirdest thing to happen we'll get into now, which probably could have been its own episode on It's Britney Bitch. It's time to talk about Justice.
Okay. So you guys all know I have been screaming this nonstop. If you look at my Twitter feed for the past 4 years, this has been like a running joke of mine. I literally made a joke about it the day before with the James Charles quote. When it was like me, when you all let Glory flop or whatever.
You know what you did. I honestly feel like you all owe me an apology.
Right.
So we wake up, and this was on Thursday, right?
This was on Friday.
Who even cares about days anymore?
What are days?
And
it was on Saturday.
My friend texted me and was like, oh my God, wow, this new Glory cover is a serve. And I was like, what? Like, did someone cover, like, meaning like a song cover, like sing Glory? I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I open up Spotify and I obviously have it as like my first saved playlist. And it was like the new cover. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here on this day? Out of nowhere.
Yeah, I didn't believe it at first, obviously, because it kind of looked almost like from the original Make Me video.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe this is just a really good Photoshop job. But then I zoomed in, and I don't mean Zoom, but I, and then I looked to Spotify was there, iTunes was there. And then it's like, you can't hack album art into that system. So it became real. And then of course we panicked, and so did the internet. And it turned out that that was indeed a scrapped concept. As we know, she worked with David LaChapelle, who she's worked with from Every Time, Onyx Hotel, Imagery, the list goes on. And he did the original Make Me video, and he did the gorgeous Make Me single art. And obviously it's the same background. And this was of that same shoot, her on the ground atop chains looking amazing. Yeah, then she finally confirmed it, because they didn't issue any sort of like press release about it. They didn't say anything until she said something.
Yeah, she Instagrammed it.
She Instagrammed it. Now, of course, it erupted in you know, Glory's coming out platinum edition with three additional songs, and all these like rumors became swirled immediately. What she said is, you asked for a new Glory cover. We're going to have to talk about that line.
Yeah.
And since it went to number one, we had to make it happen. Couldn't have done it without you all. So here she's confirming that the cover art was in fact to celebrate Justice for Glory, because we didn't even talk about it yet, but the fans got Glory to number one on the pop charts, much like as we've discussed last week, Madonna, Mariah, Janet had different fan campaigns shooting their albums up to the top of charts. Britney's fans did the same for Glory after 4 years.
Finally.
And so this was their way of celebrating, was to show the, I want to say 500 times, million times better cover that could have been for this album. So yeah, what are your thoughts about the cover?
So dare I say that it may be one of her best covers?
Oh, I think absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. I think this is like such an important, like iconic image. I think it's also interesting that all of her album covers until now, if they went with this one, would have been the front facing. And then this was like the emancipation of Britney, like very different stylistically.
Yeah. It's also very like revealing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it depends on how deep you want to dig into all of this. Obviously, it's unavoidable. The talk about the conservatorship and everything instantly came to mind. Now, for me, the chains, to me, it looks like she's basically broken out of them.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah, like I feel like it would have sent a different message if the chains were around her, but she's clearly like grasping them and above them. So it feels like more an emancipation statement or calling it to attention, but she's above it, I feel.
Well, that's where I feel that she was at that time period.
Yeah, at that time, we all were sort of like, oh my God, she's at her peak after so many years. This felt like truly her glory. So it actually does go in line with it. But, you know, obviously,
in context now, it's different.
It's very different now. And I feel
some
like...
But a lot of people were asking, like, is this new? Is this new? No. So this would have been... That was filmed 2016. In 2016, early spring.
Yeah.
So this is not new. This was filmed like April, May of 2016.
And as we talked about then, David LaChapelle, when the Make Me video leaked, like posted a little note about it and said at the time that he felt something was off on the set and that she requested to be like caged. So this also does go in line with like chains, cages, some sort of a statement there is what he said. So you add that with the behind the scenes footage that we have already discussed about on the Britney pod of her seemingly yelling on set and there's being like drama on the set there. And then you add it to the fact that this was not chosen. There's this whole question of like, did she have beef with David LaChapelle or did her father or was the team? There was some sort of falling out with David LaChapelle. There's like question about whether it was her team, her father, or her directly, like having some sort of beef with him creatively. I feel like we still don't have answers to that.
We don't.
More questions than answers. So the thing about this, of course, is the fact that this was shelved does nothing to help the idea that she's trying to have a more creative vision that's being stifled, possibly, but we don't know. Like for me, I'm like, I can't believe you were sitting on this heat for 4 years. It's like infuriating to me. And you've got to wonder like who put an end to this? Was it Britney herself? Was it her team? Was it her, you know, a lot of people do not think fondly of her father. Was it her father? Did he think it was too sexy? Did he think it was a statement about the conservatorship? Shelving it just adds fuel to that fire for sure. I'm just like, I just have 10 million more questions. It's like, if the team shelved it, like, I feel like you're, you know, stifling the creativity of if she wanted it, but they didn't. If she shelved it, I wish she had a team strong enough to be like, this is a really good look. You should go with this cover. I don't know. I'm frustrated and tired. I feel like it's so, I don't know why. The cover just made me angry, actually, because I was like, this is so good. And now I'm so mad.
Yeah, it really is so good. And I feel like, I mean, my theory behind it is similar to when she did Work Bitch,
yes,
which had a lot of scenes that were cut.
Yes, which she says that she did herself because she thought they were too sexy.
Right. The conservative mommy jumped out and she's like, this is too sexy. I don't want to use this anymore. So I feel like it's not too far out there to be like, she scrapped that herself.
Yeah, she has
as
said
well
on
as
record.
The original Make Me video, which is very like risque and like she's, you know, the clothes are very revealing. I could totally see her being like, I don't want my titties out. The conservative mommy is jumping out. Scrap this whole thing and then scrap this. Like, I could see her doing that because she's done it before.
I agree with you because this is something that we've been like frustrated with a few times in a row. Like, we cut Perfume video, we cut Work Bitch video. And she herself said Work Bitch was too sexy for her and she edited out a lot. And so it would fit in the theme of her dialing back her own work to scrap it entirely and go with that second version of the Make Me video. Because, you know, when you have a cover like this and you don't have the original Make Me video, I guess it kind of does seem a little more confusing creatively, because this paired with the Make Me original video concept probably makes a lot more sense.
Oh yeah, she's wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, so I get it in that, because the Glory actual cover comes from the Make Me screen cap. Like, literally it's just like a screenshot
of that second video.
Yeah, so this was the first video, so it's frustrating. I wish we knew what was at the center of that disagreement. It's interesting that he said that she wanted cages and stuff, which would suggest that she wanted to go for it. But then did she also want to go with it with Ben Moore on the Work Bitch video and then cut that back? Like,
probably.
Yeah, probably. It only adds more fuel to the fire of questioning whether her team is stifling her creative choices or if it's her herself doing this. I wish her caption for the post was so much different. Like, you asked for a new Glory cover.
Yeah, no, well, we did not.
We didn't. Did ask for 5 million other things, though. Where is Mood Ring? Where is, like, where's the third single? Where's everything? But, you know.
Right, we asked for a third single, a third music video.
We have full concepts for every song on this album that you could put out, but that's fine. But she kind of, like, I feel like this caption deflects. It doesn't even tell me that she likes it. You asked for this, and since it went to number one, we had to. It's like, there's no acknowledgement of what it means, if she likes it, or anything. So it's like, oh, okay.
Right. Like, I would have loved for her to explain the symbolism more. Because
right.
So much there.
It's screaming. It's like, in the mythology of Britney Spears, the mysteries never end with what... how deep something should be read into and what this means.
And it's her first cover to actually do that.
Completely.
In 20 plus years.
What are you saying about the Femme Fatale cover?
Oh. The Femme Fatale bed photo. Could you imagine if she was like,
this is the original Glory cover.
This is the original Glory cover. And it was the bed photo from Femme Fatale.
Every Perfume campaign.
Oh my God.
That would have been funny. Yeah. It's aggravating because this does not help in questioning her team, their decision-making for her.
Even well, I will say, at least they're being consistent and being confusing, right?
They are consistent in confusion. Because my other thing is like, and it might be rude to say, but like, if she is the one editing it back, this would have worked out more in her favor. And I wish she had a team that was willing to stand up for her and say, no, you should put yourself out there because this is really quite something. If it was her decision to scrap it, I would also want a team that like pushed her to creatively go there if she felt like she wasn't sure.
Right. Because it's just smart
either way.
The visual of it, the symbolism of it, it's all so smart.
Right.
And like, and then visually stunning. It's such a good photo.
It's such a good photo of her. And
I feel like it probably was her who scrapped it for being too sexy. And
right. It goes in line with what she said for in interviews recently.
Yeah.
More recent. But,
and I also agree with you with the whole chains thing, that it is more of a liberating thing. Like, she looks like she's broken from the chains and she's like writhing around.
Right.
And it's like this. And, you know, the desert, she's talked about, like, remember that quote she said where she was like, it feels so spiritual out there,
mm-hmm.
when she filmed like Work Bitch or whatever.
Totally.
I don't know. I get like a very, literally a glorious, liberated vibe from the cover. And I feel like in that period of time, she was very much
That's how
in control.
Outside. Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked about this on other episodes of the Britney podcast, but like the VMAs, the Billboard Music Awards that year, everything that she was doing that year was driven by her. And
yeah.
She talked in that one interview about how she had to get smart and like work around the conservatorship to put yeah. together the album. And I felt like she was so in control. And so it just fits so well with that.
I just, yeah.
Period of time.
There was a statement from her of some kind, of some in detail about it. Because now, of course, fast forward a few years, you know, when every headline is about the conservatorship and whether she's okay and whether it is taking advantage of her and all of these things that have spiraled since the cancellation of Domination, this cover now feels a lot different than maybe then, where we were sort of like, God, she's at her peak. Now it's like those chains kind of hit different.
Right. The context of the symbolism is very yeah. different today
yeah.
than it would have been in spring of 2016.
Completely.
If this had come out in spring of 2016, I feel like this album probably would have taken off more, because I don't know.
Yeah, assuming that she also said something about the imagery too. Like, assuming like we finally got that sit-down interview that we at this point need about everything that has become so uncomfortable to talk about, because we all just, there needs to be answers at this point. I just, yeah, things would have been different, I think, actually.
Yeah.
They would have had to explain this cover, because I feel like it requires explanation.
Well, and imagine if she had gone on her London tour when she was doing all that press and this cover was out.
Right. They would have asked her about it.
Yeah. It would have been the whole talk of the whole thing.
And there would have been...
And she was very vocal back then, too.
Right. And, you know, David LaChapelle also said that the Make Me video that did eventually leak wasn't even like the full shebang of what they intended. God only knows how this imagery would have connected to the actual Make Me concept video. That won't, I don't think there's, I just don't think they filmed the full realized.
Yeah, I don't think it was finished.
So who knows? Because I think there was more to like the whole Adam and Eve scenario of it, because there was that like eviction notice on the door that was signed Eve or Adam and Eve or something like that. I don't know, but or Garden of Eden. Like there was something more.
Right. It feels like there's pieces missing.
So only more questions than answers in the world of Spears. Right. And it is very interesting that we get this now. And it's so frustrating, I guess, that this is how they've decided to handle the Justice for Glory, is by showing us a clearly superior image and just being like, here you go, you're welcome, 4 years later. Is you guys know that we were starved for content and for new music and for explanations, and it's like,
and for Mood Ring to be added to Spotify,
and for Mood Ring, and it's like you've only made more mystery. And at this point, I just think that's kind of what they want to do, is just add to the mythology of her career and the drama surrounding it at this point. And it's like exhausting. No other pop princess is so enshrouded in mystery and potentially very dubious happenings like this. It's just, I'm so tired. Like, why can't we just like stand House Labs makeup and go to Chromatica?
I just want to fucking go to Chromatica. I want to go out to the bar and shake my ass. Have you seen that TikTok?
Oh my God, yes.
I want to go to the fucking bar and shake my ass.
I just want to go to the fucking bar. And I want to shake my ass. And I want to get margaritas with my friends.
God, so true, though. And I'm sure I can't even say I'm sure one day we'll know, because I don't actually know that at all. I just wish.
And could you imagine if she was doing domination still right now and then this had happened?
Would she bring back songs?
I'm like, if you're going to put out this new cover, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite songs off this album? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Glory. If we're celebrating it, like, we got a little video of her confirming that she was really happy and made her day, which I actually didn't even expect from her. That was a surprise in itself. And then they did this, but I guess I'm an asshole, but I hate the way they handled it. I'm like, it set the world ablaze, the internet ablaze. She trended, Glory trended worldwide. And then it's like, I only have more questions.
Finally, if all else fails, when we look back at 2020.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, those were the days. Finally got justice for Glory.
Finally, we did get justice for Glory. We don't need to say it anymore. We did it. But
we did it, kids.
I can't stop crying. We did it, kids. but I do want this like in poster size now. And I also would like a monologue from her about it.
Watch, it's going to be the next vinyl.
They better. Oh, I saw somebody wrote that they... Oh, Rachel Page wrote, she would use the old vinyl as a frisbee if they reprint it with this.
I have to say, though, there is something about that cover, though, that does just the screenshot cover.
I mean, you live with something enough, then it becomes...
Right.
You know, it's nostalgic for its own reasons.
She's on my desk, and I'm like, wow.
No, it's still a pretty shot of her. It's just like, it's sort of how I feel about... I mean, we hated the Blackout cover was the Gimme More cover used like 3 times. And by the time it became the album cover at the time, most of the diehards were like, what the fuck? This is so stupid that you're using the same picture.
Yeah, it really is a tragic cover.
Yeah, but now it's iconic. And right. Like, I couldn't think of anything. Well, there's like a million better ones, but it's like, you know, you get stuck with an image long enough and it's iconic. But I just can't believe this exists, basically.
Oh, well.
I just hope one day we will understand.
One day we will never understand.
God, it's so frustrating. And I just feel like there's so much anger and confusion in the fan base. And I don't think that that's unfair, because at the heart of it, everyone's like, is this woman okay? And we're left with these clues and these things that are like now imagery that's like, are you trying to tell us something? You know? But I'll also say, this is not that different from if we go back pre-conservatorship. She was already making a lot of very, very strong statements about fame and her status, like with every time she requested to die in the video, and she wanted to make a strong statement about essentially, you know, fame imprisoning her.
Well, yeah, and fame killing her.
Yeah, so this also is not, especially with a La Chapelle reunion from the same every time shoot, it's not that far off. She's touched on the theme before, so much to consider in the world of Britney. But I love it at the end of the day. I'm glad we have it.
Same, and I'm glad that more people are noticing Glory and
yes,
listening.
Because the album did rocket to top 5 worldwide on iTunes. Lord knows how many locals think it's new, and they just bought it for the first time, and they really like this new song, Do You Want to Come Over? And they're inviting
Speaking
their friends.
Do You Want to Come Over?
Uh-huh. That's literally not allowed right now.
Right. T. Kyle wasn't social distancing. He said, do you want to come over?
Oh, my God. If she released it as a single now. Oh, my God. Anti-quarantine me.
Honestly, that would be a really funny Zoom
it would be.
Video.
Do you want to come over? You can't.
Stay home. Uh-huh. I was thinking, though, that that would actually have been a really good single.
Of course it would have been. And I think I was just thinking about, because I got re-mad about the whole campaign, even though a lot of it was wonderful, just actually after Slumber Party, just thinking about how Change Your Mind was sitting right there at the peak of J Balvin, Maluma, all of that like brewing, and how easy it would have been to just add them to the song and just have this like Latin-y moment. It's like sitting right there. It's right there. Like that would have been perfect. She was literally dancing to them in her workout videos for like a straight year. And we're like, you have a bilingual song right there. Like do it, please.
Well, I mean, if they can re-release a cover 4 years later, who even knows
That's
what's
true.
Possible next? So
hope they're listening as we drag them for not releasing it.
Right. Just add Mood Ring to Spotify, please. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
also, can you make sure that this is just the cover for everything, deluxe and everywhere? Like, it should just be the cover.
Ugh.
Well,
it's a serve.
Oh, it is an absolute serve.
And, you know, there's been some other serves.
Oh?
This week, because even though Glory is the biggest news of the week, for sure, I think it's time for...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
No one's going outside still, but we're getting some fashions.
Yes, we are getting fashions, or rather what would have been fashions. We'll kick this off with Miss Katherine Perry. Katy Perry posted what would have been her Met Gala look, which turned out to be a Jean-Paul Gaultier cone bra-inspired look from Madonna's classic Blonde Ambition tour. The difference is, though, that there is a cone boby section.
Little cone boby.
For the pregnant pop star. I think this would have been very cool, very high fashion. Katie is always known to make a very outrageous statement, I feel, at the Met Gala in one way or another when she was a giant chandelier and a giant burger. And I think this would have been really cool to do. She constantly reveres Madonna, references Madonna. This would have been cool. It's a what if.
It would have been chic.
It definitely would have been. And
she's done homages to legends before, like the denim dress. And I mean, that was like a Halloween costume, but still.
Yeah.
She knows her legends.
She does. She's pop art. She's very like pop kitschy, making those references. It would totally fit her vibe. And it would
be
cool
to do. What was the theme supposed to be for this year?
This was like...
they have themes, right?
Yeah, every year is a theme. The Met Gala 2020 theme would have been about time, fashion, and duration.
What?
So like time. So that would have been like completely open-ended.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah, they're basically...
Time and duration?
Time and duration. So I'm guessing, loosely, people would have done different eras of time. But basically, that would be a free-for-all. Everyone would just dress like whatever.
The concept for time is basically, it's about time. Got it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like they very... A lot... They try and do it very literally, like, as best they can. A lot of them fail, but... I don't know how she would have, you know, roped this in. Although it is the 30th anniversary of Blonde Ambition Tour, so it actually makes perfect sense. Ugh, this would have been so good. Anyway, that was Katie. Now, there's been even more debate on the internet, not just about Glory. We did get the return of another legend.
We did.
She said, hello from the other side. It's Miss Adele, the newly single, who posted a picture of herself on her 32nd birthday, clearly displaying a dramatic weight loss from the time that you probably remember her. But to be fair, especially working in like celebrity news, there have been pictures for the past probably 2 years of her, like slowly, there've been like fitness photos and like she's popped up at a few parties and it's been like noticeable. And I feel like an important piece of this is that her personal trainer, former personal trainer, spoke out a few days later after all of it and was basically like, she's put in a lot of work to prepare for what would have, like when she was touring, she started eating differently and working out and stuff. And, you know, what was his specific quote? That this was a metamorphosis that she did for just herself and that she's not trying to be a role model or trying to shame anybody. She's just doing it for herself and her child. Which I feel like is probably the fairest way to address it.
Yeah, I mean...
She always looks gorgeous. Still looks gorgeous. So it was just like yet another serve. And we should be happy for her. It's her birthday.
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, like, I kind of agree with a lot of the hot takes that are like...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all these people are like, oh my God, you look amazing. You look so beautiful now. Like, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, okay. Like,
does that mean that you were not before?
Right. And I also think too, like, you know, as someone who just lost like 45 pounds, there have been certain comments that people have made to me that are like really fucking rude. But, you know, I don't really put energy into that. So like, I kind of ignore that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like if someone's sharing their weight loss journey, which she hasn't really.
Right. That's the other part of it, which is kind of she didn't caption it, "I've lost weight and I am happy about it." She just posted a picture, actually just thanking the frontline workers and saying it's my birthday. I would say, like, to that point, like, that's probably the only thing I've just, like, she didn't actually comment on it. She just said it's my birthday. It's a tricky subject, but as I said, she's always been gorgeous to me. So I feel like this is yet another slay.
Exactly.
Like, I just think she looks great. But I also thought she looks great always. So it's like, it's a win and a win.
Right. And if she's has something with her health going on and she did it for her health,
mm-hmm.
then all the power to her. And like, I 100% feel that and relate to that myself. So.
Right.
And, you know, especially as you get in the 30s, you got to start changing things up. And
yeah, waking up and eating big ziti and pasta personally has started to not work in my favor anymore.
Right? Like, but you have to start like taking care of things differently.
Yes, I agree. And I hope that that means that we're going to get a killer album soon. And this is kind of like a selfish side of me, but obviously she had a split that was publicized. And I hope that means that a killer record is going to come out of it, because Lord knows we do love a divorce record.
32 incoming.
Oh, for sure. I hope she keeps the theme going at this point. Just like to have that be your thing.
I think it is her thing.
Yeah, because it would be kind of disruptive to be like, what was it, 19, 21, 25, this is me.
Right? Shut the hell up. I've always been beautiful.
Right.
Is what, well, it should be called.
Maybe. It could be. Well, inevitably, she will be asked about it, because this became such a talking point of the week about how to even address it. So I feel like eventually
the fighting on Twitter was honestly unreal.
Oh my God. It was crazy.
I just can't anymore. I'm exhausted with everyone. The amount of hot takes and cold takes every single day. I'm just like, I
can't. So many warm takes.
Keep up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to keep myself sane. I can't.
Yeah. I just try and do my best. And I thought it's a good picture. That's all I do. She looks great, but she also looked great before. So great. High fashion.
Also, that shit is hard. Like, getting in shape and like all that stuff is so fucking hard. And especially now in quarantine, I'm like, leave her alone. Like, it's even harder now.
Right. Like, I mean, honestly.
Like, I'm going through it and I'm just like, when I saw everyone argue, I'm like, fucking leave her alone.
Yeah. Well, isn't that a common theme with our queens?
Right. As we sit here talking about them.
Leave Adele alone. Well, I mean, I feel like we're being positive without saying it is for that reason.
Yeah. We don't know what the reason is. It could be anything.
Right.
Shit happens. So, stuff comes up. Like,
yeah. Anyway, at the end of the day, it is high fashion, because actually just the outfit itself, like, that was a surf.
Oh yes. We love a ruffled shoulder sleeve.
Very chic. Yes. So, enough of the headlines. Now it's time to take a dive into some of the music that moved us this week.
Yeah, we've got another week of new covers, new music.
Yes, and it's been a good week.
It really has.
Obviously, there's nowhere better to start than getting back to me with Miss Lindsay Lohan, who just dropped a Dave Audet remix of her comeback
single. So, do you guys love clubbing? Are you dancers?
This one's for the clubs.
This one really took me back a decade.
Leave it to Dave. That is exactly how it sounds.
And I say that as a compliment.
Yes.
Because I thoroughly enjoyed listening to this, and I felt like I was 21 again. And I was like, oh, wouldn't it be so nice to dance to this at the Ritz?
And eventually we shall.
Yeah, I'm going to be 80 by that point.
In 2023.
Yeah. Yeah, so Lindsay Lohan came back this year, twist number 40 of the year.
Right.
And then threw in remixes and now has a new video apparently that's coming out. If you want to be in it, go use hashtag like back to me challenge or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like all of our readers need to apply to be in the video so that it can be strong legends only representation in the back to me video.
I know. I need to send one in, but I don't. It's so embarrassing if I tweet it out.
Oh my God. Put on the wig.
Ugh, maybe.
Oh my God, you could so do Lindsay drag.
I literally could. I'm
just
back.
Something to consider. I'm back. Kudos to Lindsay. She's still going with this campaign. Love she to is. See it.
Back to Me is so good.
Yeah, she did that.
And then I also have two more recommendations for this week.
Yes, I'm so happy about this first one.
Clubbers and dancers.
Yes.
Queen Inna has another song out called Sober, which would have been another perfect summer bop.
Yes, Queen of Romania, back at it again. She doesn't miss. She literally doesn't miss.
No.
Inna, that's Inna. And you need to get into her if you haven't. She is the queen of clubs.
Yeah.
Every She's week.
Been consistent for like a decade.
They're just fun, enjoyable bops. And Sober is no different. Just a bop.
Also, there is, I don't know if this is a group or one person, or I should have looked a little deeper. But it's a song called Deep Blue by The Midnight. And it is so good. It's like synth. There's a saxophone and it's like, anyway, it's just,
oh, that's how it goes.
Yeah. It's really good.
Perfect. It is a duo.
Oh,
a songwriter from the Deep South and a producer from Denmark.
Oh,
now we know. So get into that for the EDM upbeatness that you will need. Mm-hmm. Now I've been having a bit of a pop punk moment, surprisingly. Nothing makes sense in quarantine, and neither does this. But shamefully, I don't stand men. We don't stand men in this house. But I have been listening to, what's his name? Machine Gun Kelly's Bloody Valentine all the time when I work out. It is like Travis Barker of Blink-182 produced it, and it just sounds like my childhood. I don't even, you know,
it's
just
new,
like...
Right?
It's new.
I saw it trending on YouTube.
It really hit a very specific Hot Topic nerve for me. And then Miss Demetria Demi Lovato, out of nowhere, also teamed up with Travis Barker of Blink-182 for an emo version of I Love Me. And that just totally took me back. It's so good. It's, I think, superior to the original because the lyrics are like, she's angry in the song, or like there's an aggression there. So it makes sense to have it be pop punk. And she's a big emo fan herself. She's done like scene nights, the DJ party nights. And it just reminds me of the oldest days of Demi, Here We Go Again, when she was a pop rock girl. And so I think it's clear that we need that revival. I loved Cool for the Summer, and I love some of her more synth poppy moments. But I actually think she would thrive if she went My December-y, Here We Go Again. She has that. So remember December, remember Demetria, and, you know, buy Here We Go Again on iTunes. What else? Oh, and then Miss Jessie Ware, once again, quietly making the sophisticated disco album we need called, the latest song is called Save a Kiss. It's probably my favorite so far.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
This song exactly. is so good.
She's just quietly making a disco record of the year. Basically, when the album drops and all these songs are all together, people are going to be like, oh, wait a minute. This was just sitting here all along. It's brilliant.
I can't believe we're getting so much good music and there's nowhere to go dance to it. I want to go shake my ass.
It kills me.
Oh my God.
Get into, if you haven't yet, we've recommended every song that's come out from her in this era, but Save a Kiss, definitely get into that. And then finally, now, they saved the world once with Potential Breakup Song, and they're about to do it again. Of course, we're talking about Godly and Slay J themselves. Ali and AJ are back with a song that is truly absurd and amazing called Joan of Arc on the Dance Floor.
This was shocking to me.
It's shocking.
Because it came out of nowhere.
It has no business being an Ali and AJ song. They do not make this music.
No.
The subject matter is insane. It's like knights in armor on the dance floor in eyeliner. It's amazing, though. It actually reminds me of freestyle, like let the music play, throwback 80s to 90s dance. So perfect. So I wrote about it and I got a statement from them because I wrote about how like crazy the lyricism is and everything, because it's like, what is even happening here? So the girls said, this is an anthem for anyone who's ever been misunderstood or wrongly accused. It reminds us to fight for what we truly believe in, even if it comes at a cost or sacrifice. It's a very noble statement. I mean, and they are like LGBTQ allies. They've done a lot for Trevor Project and stuff with their tours. We have to stand. and I highly recommend. If you don't know them, Ally and AJ, duo, sister duo, Disney Origins, Hollywood Records. They broke free and they started to make like really good synthy, wistful pop in the recent years. But now they've just taken a left turn to dance music, and I think they need to stay there.
I mean, they've always been so good.
It's true. They've
potential breakup song, Chemicals React.
Yeah.
I feel like my favorite song is Closure.
Oh, right, right, right.
I'm getting
right.
closer. So good. And yeah, like their more mature sound is shocking, but also just like so good.
Yeah, like everything they've done since has been really impressive because it's all independent now and all themselves. And a lot of the times that is not the case once you break free from the major label, especially like Hollywood Records and all of that that comes with that emancipation. To have the music still be that good is pretty impressive. We love Ally and AJ, and that is probably, it might be my favorite of the New Music Friday offerings.
Oh, 100%, same.
So good. Now, that's what happened in the most recent week, but there is actually several things to discuss that are coming soon.
Yeah, the world just, you know, is on pause, but new music is not.
So I'll take the girl group route. Obviously, I am allotted 60 seconds to discuss Girls Aloud and UK pop. So I'm going to very quickly say that the Saturday, whose name is forever ruined because of this podcast.
Saturday.
Have mysteriously become active on social media. They're making playlists. Now, they never actually announced that they were broken up or anything like that. They went away in 2014 after their greatest hits. It does seem they just put their debut single up with a new remix from The Vault. It seems as though they are starting to get active again.
Well, where are they going to go?
Well, that's a very fair question. I have no idea. But we do know that some of these girls are launching campaigns in quarantine, so who knows? But in any case, it has warmed my heart, the fact that they are starting to make rumblings, coupled with rumors of a Girls Aloud reunion for their 20th anniversary in 2022. I feel like
that's more basically doable, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like because they were like pretty closely associated with Girls Aloud, like a joint comeback moment in 2022 would just like... Well, it would end me, but also like it would make perfect sense. So fingers crossed that this is the start of something very exciting across the pond.
All I want is something new. Isn't that them?
Oh my God, I'm so...
Is that them?
That warms my heart. That's Girls Aloud, but I'll take it.
Oh, I know that song.
Oh, yes,
All
that was...
All I want is something new in yes. the year 2022. I don't wanna dance. Oh wait, no. What's the lyric? I just wanna dance. I just wanna shake my ass. I can't remember all the words, but whatever. I do know that song.
Oh, no, they say I don't wanna talk, I just wanna dance.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is basically that is quarantine.
I wanna be inside. I just wanna dance. And then I'll just remix in. I just want to shake my ass. It's like my favorite quote.
I miss them so much. I think it'll happen, though. I do.
Well, sure.
When we get through to the other side, the Saturdays and Girls Aloud will wait for me. We'll speak that into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on our side of the pond... Pregnant pop star herself, Katherine Hudson, Christian rock singer.
Things are starting to bloom.
And what better way than to be groundbreaking than florals?
Love this look. Love these shoes.
Katy Perry has announced her single, the actual single, lead single from KP5, Daisies, is coming.
Can we just talk about how everyone's now saying like B10, KP5, LG6?
It's hilarious.
Like, thank you, Stand everyone, off. For waking up and smelling the daisies.
Yeah. Oh, there we have it. Now, I did see her former manager, or maybe current manager, I don't actually know, somebody said that it's a massive song and it's the pop song of 2020.
Okay.
Now, where I would like to see it. We don't know at all. The imagery is very light and fluffy and very soft. So, you know, right now it's screaming my baby. It's not screaming pop song to me, but we never know.
At this point, nothing is predictable.
It's true. She's going to come in with the bad romance of 2020. We never know.
I am excited for it, though.
Yes, because I'll say that the 2019 offerings of Never Really Over and Small Talk and
Harley's in Hawaii,
all of that era was fun and pleasant. And I feel like it was unnecessarily like dragged as being like not good, but they're like bops. They're not necessarily Teenage Dream. They're not Firework. They're not anthemic. Never Really Over kind of is, but I don't know. I didn't feel like the music was bad. So
no. She just became a meme, kind of.
She did, yeah. It definitely became fun for Stan Twitter to like drag her for being in the bubbling under charts, which the cruel cycle of pop culture and Stan culture, the way that we lift them up and then tear them down.
Justice for Prism, basically.
Justice for Prism. I mean, this is the same woman who like beat Michael Jackson's record with the Teenage Dream streak of singles. Like at one point, nothing could stop her.
No, and her Super Bowl performance is fucking iconic.
You know, Witness was the shakiest era that really turned off a lot of people. But, oh wait, Katy Perry matched Michael Jackson's record. Anyway, I just think that she's ready to have a little comeback of her own. I don't really feel like, you know, oh, she's calling.
What the hell?
Hold on, Catherine. That would be the phone.
What was that?
At the home. That's Katie's baby.
Locals.
It's Katie's baby named XEA12.
Do you have a landline?
I don't personally. It's my family. You know, things are a little different out here. We do things a little different out here. Out in the country.
Yeah, you're in Connecticut.
I know, but it's like different.
You're like out here in rural America.
It does get rural out here. But anyway, I'm excited for that. Basically, that's that. There is some comedy to it, which was called out on Twitter. It does not seem that Lady Gaga can have a moment without Katy Perry also coming out with something. Echoes of roar versus applause, because it was only a day after Gaga announced her Chromatica release date that Katy announced Daisies.
My Stephanie Giramato.
Do daisies grow on Chromatica?
Oh, we should ask Gaga.
We should. So
it's not quite the same. They're not quite the pop titans of the day that say 2013, as far as like being the top girls in the game, as far as charts.
But like, as we've seen, what are charts anymore?
Fair enough. They're still superstars and they are still releasing pretty much at the same time.
Yeah. So Chromatica got a release date of May 29th.
Yes, finally, which makes me think that she has something planned, because I do not feel that Lady Gaga is capable of dropping music and walking away. I feel like she must have plotted some sort of visual experience, that this gives her enough time to have filmed it or something. I was talking to Mr. DJ John Ali. Perhaps she has shot a full visual album in her home, in every house. Every room is a different track. Chromatica at home.
Oh my God. Here on Chromatica.
Here on Chromatica, this is my toilet.
Oh, and by the way, it is confirmed that it's a place, not a person, so you were right.
Yes, we are launching into space to Chromatica.
To the planet Chromatica. Venus. Oh, God, the lady, the little monster's jumping out. Get her away.
Yeah, really. I'm
Jupiter,
super excited.
Mars, Chromatica. Venus.
Also, the track list is proven to be true by herself, which we've previously discussed. And we went through a deep dive of every track name, and we are sticking by our guesses about each song.
Yeah, whatever. I will just say this. I think the album art is phenomenal.
Yes, it remains iconic, incredible, show-stopping, brilliant, put it in a blender, shit on it.
The typography, the photo, the color scheme, the merch.
And we've also got merch, including
thongs.
Panties and thongs. Oh, the Little Monsters will be having a field day with that. I guess I'll be ordering the underwear probably.
The little thong?
Yep.
Wow.
I need it with the little Pokeballs on it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens because I feel like this, I don't know, like I'm still listening to Stupid Love and I'm loving all of the visuals and I feel like it's a really good shot for her to go back to, you know, her Stephanie Jaramato roots.
Yes, she even put out a cool poster, a little graphic design moment is her passion. And at the bottom, it says basically like, a return to her dance pop roots after Joanne and A Star Is Born. So like she's confirming this is intended to be that.
Now, didn't it leak?
Well, a lot of bits and pieces have certainly leaked, including you didn't hear it from me, but maybe possibly Free Woman leaked in full.
Oh, is that what everyone was talking about in the group chat?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it. I was like, who, what?
Yeah, I don't actually know if we'll make it to March 29th with this album. By the way, everything else has gone in the campaign. It seems one too many gays in the kitchen are leaking it.
I'm going to wait to listen to it.
That is very noble.
Because I like, you know, there's nothing to look forward to anymore in life.
Right. It would be nice to have a full waiting.
Right.
I hope they respect her enough to do that. There's a date, so you guys can calm down and you don't have to ruin her campaign.
Like, there's literally nothing to look forward to in life anymore because, like, everything's been canceled, vacations, everything. Like,
can't we just have Chromatica?
Right. I'm like, oh, okay, May 29th, I have something to do. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Look at Gaga. Mm-hmm. So we will wait till the end of the month, hopefully, and listen to this full experience. As I said, I don't feel like she is the type of pop star to just drop the album, though.
So, well, it could also be because it was leaked that she needs to put it out.
Maybe.
Which would suck, but...
I just feel like she's got something up her sleeves at this point. Who knows?
Well,
you know, I was also saying to John that I feel like some of the people that were first and best at handling this were the drag queens because... these virtual drag shows have really like upped the game. I feel like production wise, they have really done the most with the least that we can right now. And if Gaga's got some drag friends, inevitably she does. Hopefully they can show her some fun things to do at home with visuals and projections. And Lord knows she's got plenty of props and stuff. I don't know. I think she could do something. Surely she has the space and time to do it. Just a little fun performance, or even at the very least.
The gays do everything better, basically, is what you're trying to say.
Well, yes. And I feel she can pull something out. And at the very least, we can get a poker face piano version of Stupid Love or something. She'll at least give us something on the piano.
Yeah, she could easily do something.
I hope so. Because I just, you know, she's so visual that I'm like, there's no way she's just dropping this music. But I guess we'll see.
Could start doing stuff with animation in 3D.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she would be the person to wear that green screen suit and do like a...
Enigma. Oh,
you know what she could do? She could do a Fortnite slash whichever game of her choice performance.
You know what? She's got a point.
That
Chromatica Ball live in Fortnite.
Travis Scott just did it. And it looked incredible. I feel like she could do it.
That Galantis one I watched was so good.
Yeah. And we do know she's a gamer. So
that is true. That's a good idea.
Perhaps we'll see a virtual Chromatica Ball because that also inevitably, I don't know that she's like officially announced new dates, but that can't stand. So.
Oh my God. She could do like in Second Life, make a Chromatica world or like Minecraft server that's like Chromatica.
Totally.
Sims Online, Chromatica.
Oh, that brings back dark memories.
Club Penguin, Chromatica.
Sims Online boyfriend. You know what? We don't have to go there. Anyway, so...
There's options.
There's options, and we are very much looking forward to Chromatica. I guess we should probably talk about the other most pressing part of this week.
Mm-hmm. We should.
Which I actually feel more and more people are tuning into every week.
They are literally our impact because if everyone would look back at everything we've been saying and praying and preaching and saying and praying, we recommended this to all the girls and everyone's starting to watch and they're loving it. And I'm like, thank you.
It's true. Of course, we are speaking about James Charles's instant influencer. a beauty YouTuber competition series.
Only one can become an instant influencer.
That's almost coming to an end. Next week's the finale. Right.
They were not very confident in this to be doing like three episodes.
No. Back to my point that I was saying before really quickly about how I'm waiting for the 29th to listen to Chromatica. Know what I love about this show is the YouTube premiere feature.
Yes.
Like, it's very MTV making the video countdown, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like, you have to actually wait and it's exciting. And I love setting the reminder and getting like the countdown.
The premiere option on YouTube is sort of, like you said, on TRL, like it's sort of bringing people together in the way that we always talk about. Fame is so fragmented and it's so hard to concentrate audiences into one thing. And that feels like a rare moment where we have a unified experience.
Yeah.
We're all watching it in real time.
It had over 400,000 people watching live at the same time.
Yeah, it's
that
insane.
Is a lot.
That is, that's sister sizable audience.
Well, sister circle, 400,000 strong.
And what an episode it was. Now, we basically predicted this.
We did.
You know, we tend a lot of, to speak a lot of things into existence, and I can't believe the turnaround on this one.
You know what you did. It was so good. They had to do an apology video mini challenge.
I just can't believe they went with it. It's interesting to come from James, who has literally had to do like many apology videos in his YouTube career, whether it be resurfaced tweets or fights with Queen Tati. It's interesting because it's like they mocked it by all of the contestants ran. They put on fake tears. They took off their makeup so that they didn't look too glam. And it's like, if James ever has to make another apology video, which he inevitably will it be taken seriously at all?
No.
That's true.
So he took it and made it a joke because it like is a joke.
It is a joke. And it's honestly genius, the dramas that they came up with, because they are actual dramas that people have been dragged for. And they're so funny. It was like over Photoshopping, putting ads in your apology video.
Literally all things that people have actually had to apologize for.
They're all legit. What was
so
the other
sorry thing? That I monetized my apology video.
Yeah. there was, what did Benny have to do? He said
Benny's was the over Photoshopping.
Oh, okay. They were all so funny. Yeah. And then the full challenge included some of our YouTuber faves, and they... Also, this is a very relevant challenge. It like makes sense. I can't clock this show because it is what you do as a beauty YouTuber. It challenged them to do collab videos.
Queen Ashley killed it.
Oh, she absolutely killed it. And I feel like she's definitely the front runner.
She's my front runner.
Yeah, I definitely feel like she's the fan favorite. Although Benny is truly
right
the comedic relief for me. Like everything that happens, so funny.
Benny and Ashley are my front runners.
For sure, yeah. So they did collab videos and they had to film like makeup applications on each other or like tutorials, and Ashley killed it.
Yeah, and we'll have to see who takes home the crown, or I don't even know what they're going to get next week. Like, what is the actual like?
Well, I can tell you. Well, it is a $10,000 home studio setup, $50,000 in cash, and a collaboration with James Charles on his YouTube channel.
That's kind of amazing.
Oh,
it's
a good package. Yeah, definitely.
Especially now.
You get that exposure. You get good quality recording content.
Everyone's looking for something to watch.
Yeah. And the benefit of this show, which is truly fascinating, is it's called Instant Influencer. Basically, they are, you know, influencing. Their socials are like skyrocketing, even the ones that were kicked off already.
Well, we need to apply for next season.
We actually do. We're going to talk so much about it that we're like on season 2 of Instant Influencer.
As judges.
Oh, I'm going to be a contestant.
Give me a wig and plot me next to Norvina.
I'm going to show up with the Bionic album cover on my face.
Oh my God, that would like, be such a good challenge. You have to like recreate an album art.
That would be a really good one.
So you would pick Bionic?
I would absolutely do the half Bionic face.
Ooh, what would I do?
Or in a pickle, in a rush, with 10 minutes on the clock, I would do In the Zone and just spray paint myself blue.
Right? Like, look like an avatar.
Yeah. I feel like you would do... Oh, what you could do is a little more personal raw, and you could just, you know, draw her back tattoo on and do a little over-the-shoulder moment.
Oh, my God. With my tits out? No way. Not happening.
Well, then there's no choice but to do... Oh, you could do a really... copper-eyed nude lip and do Hillary's dignity.
I could do dignity.
Yes.
A little smoky eye.
Yeah, that would be a strong look. And I'll just be fighting with Benny over primer to do Bionic.
It's such a funny show.
It is. It's super quick, super easy to digest. And obviously, he just won an Emmy for that opening monologue with the contestants.
Good morning, artists.
Good morning. Good
morning. We have to talk. So, last night, I got a chance to look back at the footage from last week's episode, and I saw what you guys did. You all look really confused. You know what you did. I honestly feel like you all owe me an apology. And scene.
It killed me when the one girl, it's her name, Caitlin or whatever.
Right.
She's like, he deserved an Oscar for that.
It was a hot mess, but he deserves an Oscar for that.
Yeah. Like, she did not lie.
T. Period.
Period. The house, sis.
All right. Well, until next week, we'll have to wait and see who the instant influencer winner is.
Yeah.
If you're not watching Catch Up, there's only 3 episodes and the finale is episode 4. So,
right. This is not hard. Just
and you
watch
can
it.
Watch on YouTube at 1.5 times speed if you want.
Don't. You won't understand, James.
Oh, that's true.
He talks in 1.5 speed.
Facts. I need to get my James Charles impression down.
Yeah, you do. You just have to have something prepared so you can speak really fast.
Yeah, I'll come up. I need to work on it.
Yeah. But in the meantime, I guess that's about everything that happened this weekend. Surely was more than enough.
Yeah, it was absolutely more than enough.
It's more than we can handle. We are done. We are tired.
I feel like it's been an entire year and 1 week.
It has.
Even just sitting here recording this, I saw a snowstorm outside and then it started raining and now it's sunny. So we went through all 4 seasons today. We got justice for Glory. We're about to get a new instant influencer crowned.
Not everything is bad in quarantine.
Right? Everything's amazing. Also, it's my last 2 weeks of being 31.
Okay. Well, you're about to be 32 like Adele.
Right? I'm 32 and skinny, just like Adele.
You should find an outfit. You should do the same exact create a circle with your ring light or something. Whatever she was standing in.
My God.
Thanks, everybody, for wishing me well on my 32nd birthday.
Yeah. It'd be me with a 6-pack of White Claw.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess until next time, next week.
Until next week, which will, you know.
Next year.
Yeah. Until next week, next year, next twist.
Yeah. God only knows what's
coming. Buckle up, girls. Wear your masks and your seatbelt, because who knows what next week is going to bring.
Truly.
And until then, we will
see you
soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.